Your mind is your greatest weapon. Your mind can also be your biggest obstacle, the thing stopping you from having wholesaling real estate success. What I've done systematically over the past 7 years was reprogram my entire mind, reset my brain for wholesaling success, really success in general in all aspects of entrepreneurship, health, wealth, whatever it is. And what I want to do today is really share with you exactly how anyone watching this can really just reset their entire brain. I truly believe most wholesalers and most people just in general, their brains are screwed up. And it's not in the mindset of making money. It's not in the right way of doing well. And it really needs to be completely reprogrammed, recalculated, whatever you want to call it, for you to get for you to have success. The honest truth is most people watching this are just dilly-dallying through life. You're dilly-dallying through your wholesaling, finding your sellers, making money, becoming successful, right? All these things. When ultimately what you need to be doing right now is thriving, not surviving. And like a car, you got to recalibrate it. You got to tune it up a little better and you can just do a lot better, right? You can also just make your success a lot better and really tune everything so you are at a better frequency of making more money. So exactly what I want to do today is share with you exactly how I've reprogrammed and rehacked my brain and how exactly you can reset your brain for wholesaling success, life in general, so you can make a ton of money, right? The honest truth is you are not your environment. And a lot of people are a product of how they react and things like that. When really, you start changing the way your brain works, you can make a ton more money in wholesaling. The truth is, if we switch brains, right? A Freaky Friday situation, right? If you and I switch brains, do you think that I could make you more money in wholesaling real estate? Let's play that for an example. Duh. Obviously, the answer is yes. If I switch brains with you and we switch lives, I would definitely make a lot more money. And why is this? Is it because your circumstance is worse? What's going on, right? No. The truth is, because it's not your circumstance, it's how you're thinking. That's the craziest thing about it. And like, that's how you're going to become successful here. It's not the environment. It's not, oh, you got two kids, that's why you're not successful, right? It's more than your environment. And a lot of people like that, right? And a lot of people want that as the excuse, as the reason why they're not successful. That's not even close to the reason why. And so what I want to do is just really kind of factory reset your brain when it comes to making money in wholesaling real estate so you can make more money. And exactly some things that are a little controversial to talk about, right? This is why it's on my personal channel here, because not a lot of people like talking about this stuff. You know, the wholesaling gurus are going to tell you about this. This is stuff that's not sexy. Well, to me, I think it's pretty cool. But it's actually going to make more money. And I see a lot of wholesalers having these issues that just frankly, no one has ever talked about. And so let's kind of talk about this from the top, right? Your mind is your greatest weapon. It is a weapon that's going to make you money. How you think is exactly going to correlate to the amount of money you make. Because how you think, that is how you act. And how you act is very important because how you act is going to determine how you react. How you think is how you react. And how you act and react will show you exactly how much cash you're going to make. So your mind is your greatest weapon here. But you got to understand your mind is also going to be the biggest obstacle that's going to keep you poor. If you have a family that is poor or it's never really made much, a lot of it is going to be your environment, but a lot of that can also be attributed to genetics, not in the way I'm talking about, right? It's not like genetically you're like that. It's really your environment. And that's a very interesting thing. If you grow up with people that told you you can never be anything, you have a 9-to-5 job, that's all you do, that's all your family's ever been and all your environment's ever been, you're going to have this like cage inside your own head. It's not like this real actual thing. It's mentally, you're like, I can't do it. This is where I'm at. This is all I'm ever going to be. And that society has taught you that this is what it is. When the truth is, if you can just break free of those chains, which are imaginary, FYI, you can do fine. I've talked about the story a lot, and this is a very fascinating story, but this is the truth about the United States of America and really anybody watching this that is poor that wants to make more money in wholesaling. They've done studies on fleas, and it's kind of weird, but like where a flea can jump like 15 feet in the air, and a flea is like this big. Okay, like 15 feet for something this big is insane. That's me jumping probably a quarter mile or something, like crazy, right? And they've shown studies that if you put a glass over a flea, mama flea and papa flea, they used to jump 15 feet. But when they jump right now, they can only go 12 inches, maybe 10 inches off, and then they hit the glass and they stop. Then they have a kid, and the kid sees mama flea and papa flea only jumping 10 inches, and like, that's the most. And then here's the interesting part. Over time, you go to the grandparents, the generations, you do this. They have found that the grandchild flea, when they take the glass off, the flea never, ever jumps back to 10 feet, 15 feet ever again. It physically can, but it just won't. And the truth is it physically can, but it's seen in generation that they never were able to jump that high. And I feel like a lot of people watching this, it's your brain that's stopping. It's not you. It's not your ability to make money. It's you've just been seeing everyone around you and your family been stunted at how much money to make. It's not like a glass ceiling, but like it's what, 50 grand a year, 60 grand a year. Some of y'all, it's 100 grand a year, right? Whatever it is. For some of y'all, it's a million a year, right? And a lot of you guys, that's what you're at. And you want to make more. And the biggest obstacle is not going to be how physically you're able to do it. A lot of y'all like the fleas. I was like those fleas for a while. It's how you take your mind and reset of what is capable. And I know it's always a cliche, but it's a cliche for a reason. Do what's possible and do what seems impossible and it will be done, I promise you. You have to understand this. It's not the role model. It's not how you do it. It's exactly, you guys are stuck in this. We got to change the mentality. And so your mind, especially when it comes to making money, it's like water, okay? You put water in a glass, it's the form of the glass. You put water on the floor, it puddles everywhere, right? Your mind is like the water, right? If I put water in a glass for 15 years, it's just going to be in the shape of that glass. If I put it in, a vase, it's going to be the shape of a vase. And so like water in your mind, you can shape it to whatever you want. Now, either you're going to be a square shape, you can be a circle shape, you can be whatever shape you want. But you choose what shape you're going to be because you can be whatever shape you want. And it's pretty interesting here. And so what we're talking about is your mind should be in the glass. The water should be in the glass of a rich wholesaler, a person that makes money, the person that doesn't make excuses, the person that actually can get rich. Not in the shape of glass of a poor person that's not going to make any money in wholesaling. The cool part is you choose exactly what your mind is going to be. And if you think like a winner, eventually you turn into a winner, because when you think like a winner, and those are your constant thoughts and your subconscious thoughts, you start doing what winners do. When you think like something, you start doing like that person. They find a lot of actors sometimes. They'll play a role. The guy in the Elvis movie, right? He practices Elvis accent so hard, it took him years to not have that accent because that's all he did. He thought like Elvis when he talked. That's all he did 24/7 for like, the dude was like Australian or something, right? And he just had an Elvis accent. Not an accent, like he sounded like it. And it's fascinating what your mind can do, because he's genetically not supposed to sound like that, or how he grew up. He's supposed to sound like Australian, but he's not. And so your mind is like water. If you train it enough times, you're going to start thinking, it's subconscious. You start talking like Elvis. Subconscious, you start talking like money. Subconscious, you start making money when you start thinking like this. And so you are how you think. And so what I want to do is break down 10 principal concepts I've done to reprogram my mind that you're going to start doing so you can reset your brain and make a ton of money. You have to understand this. You are how you think. And a lot of you guys consciously think like you're a winner, but do you subconsciously really have these thoughts coming in your mind? That's what we're talking about today. And so let's talk about this number 10 here. Are you the victim or the victor? Let me explain this very carefully. When you wake up in the morning, something bad happens in wholesaling. First of all, when you wake up, are you in the victim mindset or the victor mindset? And what I mean by that is, are you thinking like a winner? Or are you thinking like a loser who is the victim? Society is my fault. I know it sounds kind of weird, but how you wake up in the morning is very important. And this will show you exactly how your day is. Now, I'm not the type of guy to tell you you have to get up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m. to become successful. That's not what it is. It's more about the work you do. And I'll argue from 2 to 7 p.m. is really the money-making hours in wholesaling. Like, most of my money is always made from 2 to 7 p.m. Virtually all of it. Because that's when my appointments usually were in the afternoons. People are off of work, right? Talk to sellers, motivate sellers. I cold call, right? And so, like, everyone tells you got to wake up before 8. That's not what I'm talking about here. Do you wake up in the morning and do you feel like the day was a gift or was it a curse? The victim feels that it's a curse. Victor seems that it's a gift. And once you have that mindset, things start changing. Most of reality, and this is a controversial statement, which I'm leaving it for this channel. Most of reality is shaped by your perspective. Yes, terrible things will always happen in your life. Terrible things will always happen in my life. There's some things just out of our controls. And it's completely true. But what you got to understand here is how you react to the situation is going to affect deeply, and I mean deeply, of what your outcomes will be. And so terrible things will happen to many people in life, but you are human, and that's part of the human experience. Bad things will always happen to you. There's very rarely someone in the world goes through life unscathed. They have to 100 years old, their life was perfect. There are probably some, but for most people, especially the greats of all time, tragedy, sadness, terrible things have always happened. But those have never defined the person. It's how they reacted to it. It's how they made that situation into a better person and took the positives out of it. Do not put the positives out of a bad situation. You'll be stunted in your mind of that bad situation. You'll never do well. I see a lot of people have trauma and they bring that into them. You know, I have a lot of acquisitions agents that have, I call it baby mama trauma. Okay, I call it baby mama trauma. They got a situation with their baby mama. And I'm like, I don't care about your baby mama trauma. And they think it's a joke, but it's absolutely not a joke, your baby mama trauma. I don't care how bad your baby mama screwed you, your situation, how she's a this word, that word, your child support. I don't care about your baby mama trauma. No one cares. What I care about is you talking to sellers, making more money so you can go on a vacation with your kid. That's a positive thing you can do with your baby mama trauma. All right. Oh, you complaining about you got to pay alimony or I've had acquisitions, people like that. I'm like, okay, well, make a ton more money and then just make it not even an issue. I've had guys making 60 grand a year. They come to us, they make 150 grand. Boom. Now your alimony is not a problem anymore. Okay. That's how we deal with your baby mama trauma, right? There are some situations that are tough, but you can always do it by making more money. For most people's situations outside of death, a lot of ways to help those situations by making more money. And I know it's a very crude thing to say, but for a lot of people's situations outside of death, you can solve it by making more money. And that's kind of what we're talking about here for wholesaling real estate. Number 9 here, this is a very important one, but this is the law of momentum. In wholesaling real estate, you want to reset your brain. You want to make more money. You want to get rich. Momentum is going to be essential here. All right. The law of momentum, basically, there's momentum going. It's just going to keep rolling. And it's hard to stop something when it's in motion. An object in motion is going to stay in motion, while an object still is going to stay still. If your wholesaling business is still, it's going to create a lot more energy to create that momentum than it is just to have the ball already rolling, right? And the thing about momentum is momentum doesn't care in life. Momentum doesn't care if your life's going bad or if it's going good, all right? It's the same thing. It doesn't care if the ball is going left or right. It's just momentum, all right? It's not up or down like you think there's gravity. No, it's just like left or right. Left's bad, right's good. It doesn't care. Whatever the momentum's going, it's usually going to go there. So when your life's going worse, momentum's going to keep it going worse. And you're going to have to do something really, a lot of energy to stop it and going the other way. Some of you are all in that situation right now. But for most wholesalers making a ton of money, if you're watching this and you're actually, you know, maybe made 6 figures this year, your first time ever, things are going well, heck, you're going to get to hit the 7 figures soon, right? The law of positive momentum is clearly going to state here that if I keep doing good things in my business, better things usually happen. We call this the upward spiral, right? So many people have talked about this, but it's just the opposite of downward. Everyone's heard the downward spiral, right? You lost your job, stop making money, you do drugs and all these bad things, and then boom, you go down the hole, right? Your life goes bad, you get arrested, you shriek at a Jets game, you know, bad things happen, right? But the upward spiral is the same exact thing, and no one ever talks about an upward spiral. No one ever talks about that. But when good things happen in your life, usually they happen for a reason. Now, some people win the lottery, stuff like that. I totally get it. But the upward spiral always happens when you do one positive thing like a domino and you just keep the momentum rolling. For a good thing to happen, it usually takes another good thing to happen too for it to go even better. And so what I mean by that is it's easier to go from $100,000 a year in wholesaling real estate income to $125,000 a year in wholesaling income. That is practically super easy to do. Like it's not, it's like 5% more energy. But to go from $0 in wholesaling income to $10,000 in wholesaling income, it is insane amount of work you have to do just to keep that momentum up. And it's kind of gravity, but like, because it's a still and you got to push forward to get that momentum going. So the upward spiral is important, okay? The more good things that happen, I usually do better things in my life. You know, you see this upward spiral happen a lot with people in recovery and stuff like that, where they hit rock bottom and they're just like, okay, well, I'm going to stop doing this bad thing. I'm going to start working out. I'm going to start drinking water, be more positive, going out with friends and start meeting people, being more social. Then your life just gets way better. And a lot of these people are like, oh, I found my magical spouse after all this stuff, right? You didn't find your spouse because just they magically appeared, right? It's because you started doing more positive things in your life and that momentum kept you to that good part. A lot of people don't understand this, but good things happen with momentum. And if you want good things to happen in your life, do more momentum, okay? And one thing I can't magically explain is every single time, I'll tell everybody, okay? And I've said this a million times, but when you are in a bad situation, the only way to switch it is to do better things. When you are in wholesaling real estate and you are making no money, you have to start doing good thing number one and just magically have it make more money from there. What do I mean by this? Okay. More marketing equals more deals. So I'm not talking about upward spiral, but I'm not doing your personal, like, I'm not your guru. I'm not your therapist today. Okay. Well, I'm your wholesaling therapist. How this translates to making more money, because that's what you're watching this to make more money. Okay. I'm not your guy telling you how to live a better life. Okay. More marketing equals more deals. All right. And what I've always found in life, hands down in wholesaling real estate, not in life, let's do wholesaling specifically. If you want to create that upward spiral, you start with one thing, one positive thing. You start adding positive things, the ball starts rolling. And so the easiest one is more marketing equals more deals. That is it. That's all I found to make more money wholesaling. More marketing equals more deals. Chef's kiss. Okay, what do I mean by that? Zach, I'm broke. I need more, make more money. Okay, I've done everything. Okay, what we got to do is market more. What do you mean market more? Do more calls, do more texts, do more digital bandit signs, more drawing for dollars, reverse drawing for dollars. And this magical thing happens, right? It's all spooky, fooky, fairy tale land. But statistically, when you make more calls, make more texts, you put more marketing out there, you get more motivated sellers saying they want to sell their property. And when you have more motivated sellers saying they want to sell their property, statistically, what I have found is you get more contracts, more appointments. And when we get more contracts, you sell more of them and you make more money. So translation, the more marketing you do equals better deals and more deals. That's always what I found. And there has been a very easy chart I can just draw for anyone. Of the more money I make in wholesaling real estate always comes down to the more marketing I do. So if you look at me making 10K a month wholesaling to 20 to 30 to 40 to 100K, two, three, just shooting up there in my local market and everywhere virtual wholesaling. Every time I made an extra 100K a month, I've done a lot more marketing. Shocker, shocking statement. But sometimes it takes a simple statement like that, be like, wow. And there are exceptions. There's wholesalers that just absolutely suck in their acquisitions process that needs help with it. We got a live stream this week on this, right? Just we get it right. FreeWholesaling.com, my free wholesaling course, we kind of break this down. But really for most people watching this, more marketing is going to always equal to more deals. Number eight here. This is a small one, but this is one that always creates positive momentum. All right? Positive momentum. Waking up with gratefulness in the morning and looking at the good, not the bad. I know it's a weird thing to say, but I've always statistically had better working days. I've made more money. My acquisitions people have always made money. When you look at life in a positive perspective, when you wake up in the morning depressed, sad, you're going to be, that's going to translate to your work. When you're cold calling and you're depressed and sad, when you're texting and you're depressed and sad, when you talk to a seller and you're depressed and sad, you're going to make less money because there's always going to be an acquisitions agent or another wholesaler that's looking at life like, wow, you know what? Doctor told me I had 5 months to live. I'm going on 2 years. I'm healthy. They might say they're in remission or something if they have a terrible disease, and they have a new lease on life. And it's not, oh yeah, yeah, obviously bad things have happened to them, but they're not going to sit in the bed depressed all day. Win, win, win. They're going to make something good. And there's plenty of situations I get, but it is always in the best interest of everyone if you can look at the good, not the bad. And it might seem like there's more bad than good out there in the world if this is the lens you're looking at. But I promise you in my complete heart that you're only seeing the bad because you are in the bad. And when you're in the bad, all you can see is the bad. When you go out here and buy a car, all right, say you buy a Camaro. Once you buy that Camaro, you start thinking about the Camaro. When you look around the world, you're going to see more Camaros. It's not because it's the law of positive attraction, right? It's just because you start thinking about it more and you start noticing more. When you start thinking about bad things, you start noticing bad things, and that creates an infinite loop of sadness. When you start thinking of positive good things, you see more positive, awesome things. You start going from there, right? It's the little things like, oh, it's raining outside. Oh, it's raining. Wait, when I used to work at a grocery store, right? People, oh, it's raining today. It sucks. It's raining. Oh, are you kidding me? It hasn't rained in 15 days. My lawn needs it, right? Then there's people like that. It's all about how you see life, all right? Waking up with gratefulness is always going to make you more money, no matter what. And this kind of, that mindset's going to shift when you have a bad day in wholesaling. You're going to make put that momentum in the good or bad category. Number seven, I've been talking about this all year, and I keep pushing people on this. But this is knowing what I need to do when I wake up in the morning. This is a brain reset, because a lot of people, this is a brain thing and a mindset thing, I'll say. But they wake up in the morning, they're sleeping, right? They're sleeping. They wake up. They're like, okay, alarm's going off. You know, it's 6:30 a.m. They wake up. They wash their face. They brush their teeth. They get their cereal or whatever. You know, they wake up. They're like, okay, what do I do? How do I make money wholesaling today? Let's just pull a list. Okay, what else do I do? Okay, this guru's trying to sell me a course. If you're already waking up and this is like your mindset in the morning, you are going to be baroque, all right? B-R-O-K-E, baroque as a joke. I'm not even kidding you right now. You have to wake up in the morning knowing what you have to do, what you have to accomplish, and how you're going to be successful. You must have at least kind of a to-do list, or at least a list written down, the tasks you need to be doing, maybe a schedule, maybe time. Some people do order of importance from top to bottom, whatever it is. Every time I feel overwhelmed or something, I just make a list of things from the most important to the least important, and I just run through the list. I've always done better like that. Some people get overwhelmed thinking of all these things. You just do it visually, boom, go down the list. And so knowing what I have to do when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to get more stuff done. The more stuff you do, usually the more money you make. So this is very, very important. Number six here, and this is a huge mindset shift that I did to make me a ton of money. But this is going straight up to shifting your goals. There's not a lot of crazy things I can tell you here, all right? But you need to go straight, like right now, all right, in wholesaling real estate, your goals are probably off. If you're not making the money you think you should be making, your goals are definitely going to be screwed up. And what I mean by your goals are going to be screwed up, a lot of you guys have the goal of money. And obviously that's a good macro, I guess, goal, but it's not the permanent goal you should be having in life. And what I mean by this is you need to shift most of your goals and not your long-term, long-term goal. I get that, right? Most people become millionaires. I get it, like me, right? Duh. But you guys have medium and short-term goals you guys aren't hitting. And this is the thing I think you guys don't talk about enough. But even in that, a lot of you guys have short-term and medium-term goals. And you're like, Zach, no. I got my goal. I'm trying to make 5,000 calls every single week or, you know, 10,000 a month. And I'll blatantly tell you to your face, and I've said a lot of people to their faces, that is the wrong goal. That is the reason why you're not doing well, because you haven't shifted your goals. Your goal is to make 5,000 to 10,000 calls. That is the stupidest goal I've ever seen anyone do. I'll tell people straight to their face, Zach, I'm making 15 grand a month. Well, you'll probably make 25, 30 grand a month if you just shift your goals. What do you mean by this? A lot of people get really confused, but like, this is a resetting your brain and wholesaling for success here. I used to have the goal of making calls, but I ended up being like, wow, if I did this KPI instead, I ended up doing more of that, because kind of like we said about cars, when I focus on this KPI instead of this KPI, I actually start doing more. So if I had, you know, let's use contacts, right? Contacts is the KPI of how many people let's say you call 100 people, 20 people pick up, you actually have 20 conversations. Those conversations are contacts. When you start focusing on contacts instead of calls, you end up making more contacts. And that I've always found to make more money. And so, oh, okay, I should make contact. No. Just saying, that's an example. Now, the biggest goal anybody having in a short to medium term, and basically this is the diagnosis if you have a wholesaling business. I can look at any wholesale in the whole country right now, and I can tell from this one KPI, just one KPI, how much money you have made this year in wholesaling real estate. It's not how many calls you made. It's not how many contacts you made. It's not how many postcards. It's not how much money you spent. Heck, I don't even care how much money you spent, right? Some people spend no money at all to make more money than guys spending 30 grand a month in PPC or something stupid like that, because their goals aren't shifted the right way. And what is this important thing? It's offers, baby. That's the KPI. That's the KPI that no one ever talks about. But you make a ton of money in wholesaling when you make offers. So that is what we got to talk about today, right? If you haven't made any offers this week, you're going to make no money. No offers, no money. More offers, more money. And so calls are important, but contacts are more important than that. And really the most important part of after contacts is offers. And I see a lot of people that they'll go to me like, Zach, I made 20,000 calls this week and I got no deals. What's up? Okay, well, I'm going out here and I'm like, okay, well, you made 20,000 calls. Let's see here. You got about 6,000 contacts. So that's not terrible. And then you got 4 offers out of 6,000 contacts. That's absolutely terrible. And so I know for a fact that you're getting a hold of the people the right way, right? That's not bad. But for some reason, these people aren't converting. And what I got to do there is make a decision, right? Okay, so what's the issue? Is it the quality of lists? Because I can just get a regular list of people that like Marvel superheroes and cold call them and see if they want to sell the house. It's not going to be a good wholesaling list because there's no motivating factor on the property. And I'll get contacts, but I won't be able to give much offers because most of them don't want to sell their house because they want to use a realtor. That's completely normal. The truth is, if you get them, you have the wrong list. If you can get a lot of calls and contacts, but they're not converting to offers or people actually want to sell their property, you probably have a wrong list. But you just making calls, you never know that's the issue, that's the problem in your business. And this is why I've always told people, like, stop focusing hard on just only contacts. It's got to be about that offers. And when the contacts to offers doesn't convert, it's always going to be an issue, most likely with your list. And if I know the contacts are working, it's not a skip. A lot of people are like, oh, it's just skip tracing that's the issue. If we can prove time and time again, you're getting 20, 25% contact rate, it's not skip tracing that's the issue here. The real issue herein lies is you just have a bad list. And is it a high equity list? Is it a list that everyone's done, right? You got to know that. And so offers is going to be king here. Because if you're doing a list and you're getting no offers out and no motivated people, your main issue here is going to be the quality of your list. And so speaking of quality right here, number 5, we're going to speak about the quality time over working time. And I see a lot of wholesalers out here. They focus so hard on their grind. Grind, 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 right? I'm grinding, bro. I'm grinding hard. Cringiest stuff I've ever seen. It's not about how much time you work. And I've told people this forever. It's never about that. It's about the quality of time you're putting in. And so it's the same thing in the gym, right? And one guy told me this at the gym once. It blew my mind. It's not about how much weight you have on the barbell. It's how much weight is on the muscle. And that was pretty interesting, right? And what that basically means is, who cares how much, if you're a bodybuilder, right? You know, how much, it's more important about how much muscle you have than how much you can lift. And a lot of people focus on, oh, if I have more weight, you can make more muscle. Yeah, but you really got to understand here that, yeah, it doesn't matter how much time you're working, it's how much quality time you're putting in. And a lot of wholesalers don't understand that. A lot of y'all will work a little, you'll go on your phones, you'll go do this or that, and you'll go out here and try to network with a realtor that absolutely is brand new, doesn't know anything, can't even provide you any value. And you think you're spending 4 hours on this great network thing, and you're obviously, if you just cold called, you'd make more money. I love networking. I've told everyone to network in the comments, network like this. I network all the time. But it's about the quality of time you're putting in this business. And so one example of networking I've always done was, I never like sit down at like 4 o'clock on like a Wednesday and network for 3 hours. That's a terrible, terrible way to spend my time. But if I got to drive an hour for an appointment, maybe I'll spend 45 minutes with a realtor and network while I'm driving. That's way better, right? And just, it's how quality of the time you're putting in. And I see a lot of wholesalers, you know, the same thing is like, they'll get up at 4 a.m. and I literally call them bumbling idiots. And they're like, what do you mean, man? I go to bed at 6 p.m. I'm like, good job, bro. I know. What do I get? They'll go to bed like at 10 p.m. Oh, I go to bed at 10 p.m. and I wake up at 6. Okay. Good for you, bro. So I go to bed at 8 p.m. though, and I get up at 4. That's great. You get up at 8 p.m. But here's the problem. From 4 a.m. to basically 8:30, no seller wants to talk to you on the phone. And so in wholesaling, I always call this, as a beginner, there's dead time. And what I mean by dead time is, there are times where you can't talk to sellers, you can't follow up with them, and all you can really do is pull lists, do some skip tracing, education, really setting up your day and stuff. And that's really a 4-hour period. It can be after 7 p.m., 7 to 11, or it can be from basically like 5 to 9, right? 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. And so you can choose to get up in the morning at 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. and do those things, or you can choose from basically 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. to start doing that dead time stuff that, you know, you don't have to, right? And so it's ultimately up to you. I think a lot of people feel like what time you wake up, you take a special shower, you do this special routine, that's not going to be the thing that's going to get you successful. It's what you're doing during the time it takes to talk to sellers. Are you cold calling? Are you pulling your lists? Are you doing the work? And I'm kind of using bodybuilding as the same thing, right? Like, if you're a bodybuilder, doesn't matter if you work out at 5 a.m. or 5 p.m. Some people it's different, but like, it doesn't, if you're doing the work and you're eating the right way and you're getting the recovery and stuff, usually you're going to be the same. Like, it just, it's the truth. And so the quality time you're putting in has to be really important. And so I think a lot of people love to say they work 15 hours and then really they still cold call 2 hours, but they did like stupid stuff for the other time. How much time are you spending on that positive wheel? How much time are you spending that's going to contribute to you making offers? Remember, we talked about offers as the KPI. I get it, bro. You grinded for 15 hours, but you spent 12 hours networking. Is networking going to create offers for you? No, it's not. First of all, we're kind of going through this KPI thing. You want to make some deals, right? How many of that time were spent doing calls, texts, that actually led to you getting leads and contacts? And how many of that led to offers? Quality time and working time is something a lot of wholesalers don't understand. And something we really need to talk about, because a lot of wholesalers, they don't understand it. All right. You guys have to understand, it doesn't matter how hard we're working or how long it is. It's the quality of time you're putting in the work. Number four, it's going to get a lot of people upset, but this is the truth. Leaving this for this part. But a lot of you guys have to stop your little dopamine hits. You guys got to make work fun. Your fun should be the work. And this is where, Zach's getting a little weird here. I'm not. You're asking me exactly how I reset my brain, how it made my brain actually love working in wholesaling. First of all, I am part of the 0.00001 of people in wholesaling that eat, breathe, live, sleep, nap, think of wholesaling real estate. I wake up in the morning, it's wholesaling houses. I go to bed, it's wholesaling houses. I should have a ring finger because I'm married to the game. Okay. I'm just being honest with you. Okay. That's what I should honestly have a ring, you know. I'm married to the wholesaling game, right? Wholesaling game talks back sometimes. It's okay. But what I mean by that is, I'm not talking about now, right? You can have some fun stuff now, obviously. But I'm talking about for most beginners out here. All right. I'm talking about the 17, 18, 19, 20 year olds, right? A lot of you guys are getting these dopamine hits and they're attacking you everywhere. And it's gotten worse since the 80s. All right. More sugar in your food, more TV shows, more this, and that. And eventually now in our generation, you know, you got TikTok. I post on TikTok all the time. I get it. But like a lot of these things are designed for you to get dopamine hits, right? You're watching people dance. You know, it's all quick, right? And it's not good. It really is not, right? You got YouTube Shorts, which I love YouTube Shorts. I found some great educational stuff on YouTube Shorts, which is fine. But it's all about what you look for. A lot of guys will spend a lot of time playing video games, social media, TikTok, TV shows. Oh, you'll watch the latest season of X, Y, and Z, right? And that stuff's all great. And I'll tell you, most of that stuff is good distractions. It's good me time. Heck, I spent 2 hours today playing Madden with one of my friends. I beat him first game. I beat him 30-20. And the second game, I beat him 41-19. So FYI, shout out to, I had some friends want to play Madden with me. And it's Sunday, you know, and I was like, fine. I got 2 hours. I can play Madden, right? And I did it. I love Madden, right? It's a fun video game. But like, I can do this because I'm a multimillionaire that has employees. And for those 2 hours that I played Madden, I want everyone to understand this. Okay. For those 2 hours I played Madden, the amount of lists pulled, the amount of follow-ups with the motivated sellers that happened, never stopped. The amount of people answering postcards from our company never stopped. The amount of people answering follow-ups, people texting back on texts, people cold calling, calling back the cold calls. People are like just reaching back out to us. Oh, I got a probate letter. That never stopped. Okay. Thousands of sellers were probably reached out in those 2 hours that I was going out here and playing my Madden. You know why? Because I have employees. All right. I have employees that do basically all the work for me. So what I mean by this is I can do it now as a multimillionaire making a ton of money in wholesaling, but you got to understand at 24 years old, I can do that. From the age of 17, 18, 19, 20, and basically half of 21 years old, I reduced all my dopamine hits by pretty much 90, 95%. And that's not a thing to brag about, all right? It's just an honest truth in my life. I did not spend a lot of time with my friends. I still kept my relationships, get hung out with them at least once a week, maybe an hour, not much. And I was like, Zach, you're leaving? Yeah, I'm leaving, right? And it wasn't fun, but I knew what it was for. All right. And what I meant by that is I basically reduced all my social media, all my video games, TV shows. I literally, I bought Madden this year, right? Do you guys want to know when the last time I bought Madden was? Take a guess. Madden 17 was the last Madden I ever bought. And you know my last video game I bought before that? You want to know? It was Fortnite. That was right when Fortnite came out during high school. And GTA 5, I bought in 2014. Those are the last video games I played and bought. Because I basically stopped, completely stopped for wholesaling real estate. And then basically Madden 24 was the second video game I bought since then. And the other one was Call of Duty or whatever the new one was like a year ago, right? I didn't buy any video games. I didn't play any video games. You can look at my Xbox, my Steam account. You can look 0 hours basically played between 17 to 21 years old. Crazy, right? But I eat, live, and breathe what I say. I got the social proof for anyone want to know. And what that means is a lot of society is for you to hit those dopamine hits. And the truth is it numbs you. You kind of get used to it. You kind of expect it. And so when you go to super fun land and then you go back to regular life and life doesn't hit you with constant dopamine hits, it's like, I want to go back to the fun thing, right? And then you're working and then you associate that with not the fun thing. And then you end up not enjoying what you're doing. Have you ever talked to an Amish dude? Amish people are the happiest people statistically in the United States of America. Might sound weird, but if you look at statistically the happiest, most fulfilled people in the United States of America, they're Amish. They get fulfilled from having a nice family. They get fulfilled from farming and having a good harvest. Having a good harvest brings them more pleasure than you getting any win in Fortnite or Call of Duty, okay? Because how their dopamine works in their brain is completely skewed, all right? This is why multi-millionaires and billionaires get stuck in an issue. They have all the cars, they have all the things, and what they need is constantly the new crazy thing, all right? So this is an issue. You go from a $300,000 house. You don't get excited about houses anymore until you buy your $500,000 house, then your $1 million house, then your $3 million house, then your $5 million house, and then a $4 million house won't get you excited anymore. Then your $10 million house thing that's going to get you excited, right? Then you get Toyota Camry, and then you go from the Mercedes, and then you go to a Lambo, and then your Lambo goes to the Bugatti, and your Bugatti goes to the stupid thing after that, right? And just because you're mentally, you have to keep progressing. That's how people are, but like, a lot of you guys are like that. And so you got to make work the exciting thing for you. And the one thing I have found is this is not a permanent thing, but what I'll tell you is it's made my life a lot easier. And so stop the dopamine hits, make the dopamine hits happen with money. That's what I mean. Have making money the thing that gets you excited. All right. I used to get excited playing video games and Fortnite and all these things. And it kind of sucks now. Because I'll play video games, but nothing gets me more excited than making a $100,000 wholesaling deal. Like, that's so much more exciting to me than getting any video game score. And unfortunately, the real video game is life. And I hate to say it, and this is a controversial statement. People are going to say this, you know, happiness is the true goal, love, all these great stuff. But in business, I'm talking about business is the video game, right? Business. How do you score a business? Is it how fulfilled you feel you make? No, honestly, the best score for how well a business is and how happy you are in your business is your bank account and how much money you make. And so that's my score. And I think I'm scoring pretty well. And I keep intending to level up on my score, my net worth, stuff like that. And so that's the name of the game here. And a lot of you guys, you'll find that you don't need to be on TikTok all this time. You don't need to be on Netflix. You don't need to be watching. You don't. What you really need to start doing is start making money and making that your video game. And what I also mean by that is a lot of you guys, that you'll have your parents say, don't get into wholesaling. That's bad. If you play 10 hours a week in video games and you just shift that with wholesaling, it's like you're not doing anything extra. You're just shifting the video games into wholesaling. And what's going to get you rich? The kid stopped playing video games. He's doing a business. Wow. Easy. Simple as that. So you just got to start shifting the way you're thinking in your mind. And a lot of things start happening. So just number three here. This is what we're talking about. Make money the dopamine hit. Make money the thing that gets you excited in life. And there's things way more important in life than money. I get it. But money does help solve a lot of issues. And like I've said before, there's family things, there's obviously stuff like that health and stuff that money can't always buy. But for a lot of problems in the United States of America for people, if you can make more money, it's usually better. Most people's lives are better with a ton of money. Money, I've always said, is like oxygen. When you have a lot of it, you don't think about it. It doesn't really matter too much. But when you don't have it, that's all you can think about. And that's the best analogy for all my haters that say, Zach only talks about making money. Well, it's a wholesaling channel, okay? But it's like when you have a ton of oxygen, you don't really think about it. But if you're underwater and you got no air, that's all you're going to think about and want. And so it's better to have the oxygen than not, All right. And that's what I mean by that, right? You just got to understand that. And so how, what else do I hack my brain to make more money? Number two here, understand what drives you and just create that beast within. This is a, this is something I think a lot of people don't understand here. You know, but you have to create that beast. You have to create that animal. You have to create that drive, that hunger to keep you going past the point where most people quit. And how do you make more money in wholesaling real estate than any wholesaler can ever dream of, or any, the average wholesaler could only even fathom in their mind? By doing something that they are never willing to do. And what I've always found to get past that point that other people are past the point that other people are willing to do, you have to have a drive in you and a hunger in your heart that is unhealthy, that is borderline obsessive and weird, like me. Why am I one of the top wholesalers in the country? Why do I flex on all these wholesaling gurus and I'm able to? Because I have a drive and hunger inside of me that is unrivaled in most people. When I've told you I've eaten, breathed, slept, thought about wholesaling real estate every single day for 7+ years straight, not many wholesalers can say they did that. Talk to Rick, I'm weird, all right? Talk to my friends, I'm weird about it. But the truth here is it takes that drive to make a ton of money. You don't have to have that weird obsessive drive as me, but you can have a little bit of that. Just a little bit. And a lot of your drives are really messed up in your brain. If you're doing this to make more money, you ain't gonna be in it, right? Am I going out here giving you free wholesaling content because I'm doing it for the money? No. I'm doing it to create a lasting legacy in my life. I truly believe wholesaling real estate has completely changed my life and it'll completely change your life. And the sad part is, if it's not for me and Rick, you wouldn't be even learning wholesaling for free. Behind a $7,000 paywall, this business would be smaller, you'd be making less money, and you'd have less chance of the person who has no money to make money in this business. And I still have to be the person giving this business for free. And I wake up in the morning knowing, is there a single mom out here with three kids that needs this info for free? Should I give it to them, or should I just let the gurus take it over and put 10 grand on her credit card and take advantage of her? I'm never going to let that happen. So what do I mean by that? Understand what drives you. Is it your family? Is it so you can breathe, get that oxygen? Is it so you never have to worry about money the rest of your life? Is it to help your kids, your future kids, your future family? Not even your family, not your future family. What is it? Personally, for me, it is knowing that I want to, and this is a crazy statement to say, I want to be the top wholesaler in the entire world in the history of wholesaling. And that was never my top goal ever starting out. I just wanted to make 100 grand. But at the point now, if I don't have that goal, what's the point of me even wholesaling? I make millions of dollars. I make a ton of money passively wholesaling. I'm a multimillionaire many times over. I can just end the live stream. I can end this YouTube channel. I can just delete it all. I can just stay in the house that's already paid for, right? Live my dream view I always have outside my place. I drive my dream car. I can just kind of sit around, do nothing all day, and just travel the world and just do whatever I want. At 24 years old, this is crazy. I can do it. And so if I didn't have that drive to do that or give free wholesaling content out, I just sit on my butt and not do it anymore. I just take the passive income and let it grow, make plenty of money, just keep the wholesaling business kind of running on autopilot, make no money, just make the same millions of dollars. Just sit around, live the retired life like Stanley from The Office, right? And that thought has always crossed my mind. But have I been given this gift of making a ton of money in wholesaling not to give it back to the people? Or should I put all this stuff behind a $10,000 paywall, start running Facebook ads? No. I give it out for free because the people deserve it and the people need it. And I've chosen not to be that stupid retired guy because I'm 24. Like, got a lot more life ahead of me. And I mean, obviously no one knows when it's all over for everyone. And so I want to, the end, always help people learn wholesaling. And how can I be that guy helping more people scale if I've never gone to doing 2,000-3,000 deals in a year, right? That's what I'm trying to get. I have the systems in place doing it. And so it's kind of fun to see how you can run up the video game. And I'm doing things I don't think any other wholesaler has ever done. And it'd be exciting to see if I can hit that, right? That's the point. It's like saying, hey, the high score of this video game is 114,000. Well, let's try to hit 115,000. Oh, but Zach, you already hit 20,000. Let's try to hit the record. That'd be kind of cool just to do it, right? And so that's kind of the point of that's what drives me now is the amount of people that I've seen, I've changed their lives has been nothing short than spectacular. Seeing a broke kid in Trinidad and Tobago, whose family only made 10 grand a year. Guy making 170 grand in 1 year, wholesaling a teen. He's able to provide for his family for the next, 5 or 6 years, just from 3 wholesaling deals, all probates. That's amazing. Seeing a kid making $0 at all make 500 grand their first year, and their life has changed. And they can retire their mom and help them out and help their families out. And I see all these. It drives me to keep doing that because they've always said the same thing. Zach, if it wasn't for you, because I was broke starting out, I would have never been here. I would have worked my insurance job. I worked this job. I would have done this. That's all I would have amounted in life. But you gave me the free tool to learn wholesaling for free. And it changed everything. And so you want to know why that drives me so much? Because I know how much this business has saved my life, not being a grocery store manager to actually doing this. I have to. I have a duty. I believe, and I truly believe this is weird to say, that I've been giving these gifts to learn wholesaling, talk about wholesaling and all this stuff, not for me to be greedy with it, but to give that information to the people. Because I can't take all this information in my brain to the grave when I die. Either I give it to you guys and it stays hopefully for 1,000 years, maybe on the internet before, I don't know, if something crazy happens, aliens take over or not. And so that's what I do. That's what drives me. What drives you? A lot of you guys, it's something small, but it's something big, right? And the most important part about driving, I think everyone needs to talk about here, and this is really important. I destroy wholesalers in my local market that have better quote drive or motivation than me. I always talk about the story about this one guy I used to destroy on appointments. And why did I do so much better than him? Was it because I was prettier? Was I handsomer? No. Is handsomer a word? More handsome. This guy had 2 kids and a wife. And I was 18 years old. I was making hundreds of thousands of dollars. I was balling out my Honda Accord, right? Why was I making more money than him? He had theoretically more drive than me. He had 2 kids and a wife. It wasn't matter. Yeah, he should work harder than me. But guess what? I wanted, and this is crazy to say, but it's not about what that drive was, but I wanted to get out of my bag boy job and not be a 9-to-5 worker. I wanted to get out of that and be rich by wholesaling. I wanted it more than that guy wanted to feed his kids. And that doesn't say he didn't want to feed his kids, but that shows us how badly I wanted it, how much it hurt my stomach. It's hunger. Like, it's not like physical, like I'm actually hungry, but like it's mentally, it's a hunger pain. I wasn't hungry. I had hunger pains of how badly I wanted to not work that 9-to-5 life and how I see people working 60, 70 hours, just sad and depressed all day with that job. I had hunger pains in my life to not work like that. It's insane. And so it's not about that drive. It's how bad you want it. And it created a beast within me that keeps going. And I use that beast to destroy wholesalers. It's my weapon. And the number one thing, and most importantly, if you want to go out here, reset your brain for just a better life, this is wholesaling, very specific for wholesaling too, but eliminate all excuses. Every single bad thought in your mind, every single sad thought you had, every single excuse of, oh, you're tired, it's a rough day, it's a tired day, and everyone's got rough and bad days. But to live in that victim mentality, that victim mindset of having excuses when it comes to wholesaling, I will never tolerate. There are people that give excuses in life, I get it. But when it comes to wholesaling houses, I will not accept one single excuse. There is none. I've had blind wholesalers do deals. I've had wholesalers with no hands do deals. I've had wholesalers in very tough situations do deals. And out of the hundreds of thousands of wholesalers I've taught in wholesaling real estate to, there's always somebody that I've taught to get their first deal that has had a worse situation than you. Name it. I promise you, name it. I've had terminal people do wholesaling deals. Just, it's like, it's crude to say, but it's like kind of like a Walter White Breaking Bad thing. They want to make money for their family, right? I've had people in more dire situations than you make money in wholesaling. And what does that mean? That means there should be zero excuses for you. Oh, but you know, and they gave me an excuse, and it's a terrible one. But I know a guy that had that, and they lived in South Korea in their mom's basement with no internet. Like they did it in an internet cafe. You say me this, I have this situation. Guys, whatever you want to throw at me, whatever wah-wah story about your life, there's always someone that had a worse situation that went out of that and did better. And what that means is, unless you are the one person in this world that is the saddest, worst situation, and it has the most bad luck in the world, unless you're that one person, there's always somebody have it worse than you. And so just understanding, you have to eliminate your excuses. And even if, all right, you're that person, all right, even if you are that person right now in wholesaling that goes out here and is the worst person ever, that is having the worst life, you're still living a better life than a dead person. If you ever want to get yourself motivated, think about how many people woke up this morning that weren't able to be alive, right? They just, it was their time. But you were given a second go. You were given a go to wake up in the morning and have life. You have air in your lungs right now. Some people, tomorrow's not guaranteed. It's not guaranteed for me, you, or anyone else. And so knowing this, that you have woken up today and you have an opportunity to live your life, that should get you excited. Whoa, okay. I like it. I can make some money today, right? I can change my life. I'm actually awake. I'm alive right now. A lot of people aren't able to say that. You're richer than every person in a graveyard. You have more time than every dead person. You're completely blessed and lucky to be alive right now. And so when you start looking at life like that, through that perspective, start making more money. Guys, if you want to start making money in wholesaling real estate, I've always said this. I multimillionaire many times over. I teach you guys how to wholesale real estate. I have a free wholesaling course because stupid YouTube sometimes, basically all the time, doesn't let me give my live calls, doesn't let me go through skip tracing, doesn't let me show you how to pull probate lists anymore. I have a free wholesaling course where I host private servers. I spend over 10 grand a month hosting it, keeping the website up, having editors for it. Just for, I spend six figures a year annually to have a website to teach you how to wholesale real estate. Isn't that crazy? I literally have a website that teaches you how to do it for free. And I spend all this money. And I don't make a dime off of that website. I give it all for free. So you should go to that website. It's called freewholesaling.com. I've talked about this forever. But this is my gift to the world. My dad has taught me wholesaling real estate for free. In turn, I decided to not to hoard that knowledge, but to give that knowledge to the people freely to the world. Like the internet gave information free for everyone, I want to do the same thing for wholesaling real estate. So you have now all the tools to become wholesaling successful. So go through the course, go through every single one. Don't skip it. A lot of people skip some parts. Go through the whole thing. You want to become successful. And I'll teach you how to wholesale real estate absolutely for free. So what I want to do right now is answer some questions. If you have any questions, let me know. We can do some one-on-ones. I have a StreamYard link right here where you can talk to me and I'll talk to you. And I'll show you how to wholesale houses absolutely for free. So here's StreamYard link. Go click it. And yeah, I'll help you out. Zach Attack. Awesome, awesome. Let's see here. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right, like the comments. We got a lot of people in the comments here. Omar says, Zach, what do you think of the OKC market? Oklahoma City is a great market. You know, Don't get me started. I got 30 DMs this week saying this guy, and that they show me screen shares, they show me all these things, said it's illegal to wholesale houses in Oklahoma without a real estate license. And I almost cried because of just how frustrated I was with these gurus. There's one guy, actually multiple people now, I've seen say it's illegal to wholesale in Oklahoma. That is just utter stupid dookie information. In Oklahoma, how you market, you can't publicly market for sale an equitable interest in an assignment of contract. Title companies will accept assignment of contracts. You can wholesale without a real estate license in Oklahoma. I'm not a lawyer. Talk to a title company. Talk to a lawyer or title company. They're still doing assignment of contracts in Oklahoma. So a lot of you guys are listening to broke wholesaling gurus giving you broke wholesaling advice. It's ridiculous. Okay? And I'll go toe-to-toe with any wholesaling guru reading any law. Because I know the laws. I read them. Because I see laws happen. Okay, let's read the law. And I read the law. It says, oh, half of y'all stupid gurus will read one sentence. Oh, it's illegal. It's a law about wholesaling. Oh, it's illegal. That's what all y'all literally do. It's he said, she said, this guy said this guy. And then finally someone showed me the actual quote of the guy saying it. And I go to law and I read the law. And it's different than what the guy said. Guys, laws are, you just read them. They're English. They're words. You can read them. They're not in crazy like Latin. All right. Drives me crazy. Let's see here. What's up, guys? Let's see here. Ooh, okay. I like this. I like the comments here. Let's see here. You know, money can't make you happy. It can't, but it can help alleviate some issues like oxygen, like I've said. And one thing I've always said, it's money won't buy you happiness, but I've never seen someone on a jet ski without a smile. That's all I can say. It makes it better. Let's see here. Nothing wrong with video games. You just have to have priorities. You're correct, but it's like anything really, right? If it's just, it's all in moderation. Like, I mean, I said the dopamine hit by 95%. I still watch all the Dolphins games. That was 3 hours and I was skip tracing on cheapoldsearch.com while watching the football game. And, you know, is it right to spend 2.5 hours watching a football game when you're broke and you need more money? No, but that's something I've chosen in my life to do. It was a priority. And so, yeah, watch the Dolphins today. Shout out to them. Oh, love the Dolphins. But, yeah, all right. Take cold showers. I've never found cold showers to be the success in wholesaling without doing the work. I know a lot of people that are rich that didn't do it. Every day above ground is a great day. I don't think the car you drive is going to affect you wholesaling. This is my favorite one I mailed. Zach, what's your SMS script to these new regulations? Well, new regulations always happen everywhere. So there's FYI for everyone. Personally, I'm kind of shifting. So I do have some regulations that I have and some scripts. But in the next couple of weeks, there's going to be new regulations for SMS. So I'm not really going to give them out yet. There's going to be a new update coming out. And so, if we're talking about smszach.com, there are some regulations, but those are going to change again in the coming year because they negotiate with AT&T, Verizon, all the carriers. So there's really nothing I can say too much with smszach.com right now because if I make a video, it's going to change in the next couple of weeks and just what's the point of that? And so we're working on it right now. Let's see here. Oh, this is a good one. David, why is it that you make less money reverse speed wholesaling because you do lead some deals on the table in some tighter markets because you're only going after very specific ones. So be careful with that one. Robert said, I heard that text blasting is now illegal. Robert, I just popped this up. Tell me who said it. Tell me right now. I want to know. Give me the exact quote I heard. That is my biggest pet peeve. Tell me, Robert, tell me who. Who said it? I want to hear who said it and show me the law saying it's illegal. Please tell me. I guarantee I guarantee Robert, I'm literally calling his full name out right here because he posted this on the internet. Robert, tell me right now who said it and what the law is. Please say it. You were literally saying someone, I don't even know this guy. Who is it? Is this dude a lawyer? I've never heard of that guy in my life. Robert, give me the law. Give me the law. Is it he said, she said? Okay, this guy. Give me the dude's phone number. Who is this? Let me look up this guy. Google search. This dude's his name's Eric. Eric. I'm not here to give anyone free clout. Oh, it's an actor. This dude. Infinite baking specialist. Life insurance broker. Yeah, I don't know who this is. I will message this guy. Oh, I see him. Okay, this guy said SMS is illegal. Okay, let's see. I've literally never heard this guy in my life. All right. Can you DM me the video where you said wholesaling is SMS illegal? All right. Well, you gave it to me. All right. Whatever this person's name is, I'll figure out why SMS is illegal. He said that you can be sued. Okay. So, Robert, this is just why your comments are very dangerous. Saying that you can be sued is different than illegal. All right. You can be sued from anything, right? And so, what? So I would love to talk to this Eric man or Maine, whatever his name is. So the one thing I can tell you about getting sued for SMS text blasting is, oh Lord, it's on. Oh, he has a TikTok. That's great. Got another TikTok wholesaler in the chat. You cannot get sued from SMS text blasting. Now, let me tell you, Robert, shout out to you, Robert, about the facts. SMS text blasting is in the jurisdiction of the TCPA, the Telephone Communications Protections Act of 1991. The Telephone Communication Protections Act of 1991 clearly states that we are going to create something called the DNC, the Do Not Call List. It also talks about telemarketing and lots of laws about that. It is clearly illegal, and there could be FCC fines and violations from breaking the Telephone Communication Protections Act of 1991. If you guys want to implore, you can go look up the Telephone Communication Protections Act of 1991 and the new FCC statutes on telemarketing and what the definitions of those are. I've shown plenty of times on the channel and freelancing.com what this all is. Specifically in the Telephone Communication Protections Act, if you are texting somebody off of an auto dialer or an auto texting platform, that is illegal. You can be sued for that. But if you manually text somebody, then it is still within the laws. Now, people say I can sue you off of DNC, the Do Not Call List. Theoretically, that is possible if you are telemarketing on the Do Not Call List. If you look at the legal definition of telemarketing from the FCC from 2023, clearly states, clearly, telemarketing is the definition of encouraging the sale of a product or basically a service. That is what telemarketing is. So DNC, you can sue someone for breaking DNC law if they are promoting a product or service. If you're asking somebody if they want to sell their house, you're not promoting a service, you're trying to give them money. You're not selling life insurance. You're not selling a coaching program. You're not selling a service. You are outside of that purview of view. You know why I know this so well? Not one person has shown me an actual lawsuit where they lost money from SMS text blasting with a legal service. Eric. So shout out to Eric there who hasn't read the laws. If Eric's been sued, let me check his TikTok. We'll verify this. If he has shown a lawsuit where he lost money, I'd love to see it. Eric, you got my phone number, hopefully. Or just DM me. I want to know. Let's see here. I want to react to this and show you guys where it says it's illegal. SMS is illegal. SMS is illegal. Show me your SMS. I'm genuinely curious. Okay. Yeah, okay. I'm kind of done here. Yeah, I don't see it, so... Okay. Actually, let's look at this here. Now, I've always said this. When somebody tells you that something is illegal, you're always going to be sold a coaching program. Let's see. Click here. Okay, let me put my name here. John. I'm trying to see this. Okay, click here. 40, and it's a course.
Got it. Okay. So yeah.
Someone said that to sell a course. All right. So yeah. Telephone Communication Protection Act. Show me some laws. That's all I can tell you. It drives me crazy when people say, oh, this guy said this. Even Matthew here. In Philly, you have to get a wholesale license to assign, which is $200, but you can double close. Matthew, you are technically wrong on this again. Matthew, in Philadelphia, there is a law. If you're in a wholesale without a license, you have to pay $200 to theoretically wholesale. But if you look at the law and look up exactly how it was passed, you'll find a clause in there, Matthew. And y'all, anyone's invited to go read all these laws. You just read them yourself. Y'all are smart, okay? Y'all aren't dumb. It says if you have the sole intent or the intent of wholesaling the property, then you have to go out here and get a license. But if you have the intent on buying it yourself or renting it out, you don't have to get the stupid license. And what I mean by intent, if you're intending on buying it yourself or getting some financing to buy the property, and then you end up, it's not good for the financing, or your financing department in your own company decides no, then you eventually wholesale it. Your sole intent was not to only wholesale it, and you had options outside of that, you are exempt from that law. And so it's very important, you guys, that there are outs to these laws that people don't understand. But guys, if anyone's telling you that texting is illegal, go ask the latest nominee for the Republican and the Democratic sides of this election. I've gotten texts from both of them from my phone, from the current president and then the leading frontrunner candidate about how I should sign up and give them money. I'm on these stupid lists. And politicians text, super PACs text for elections. They do SMS text blasting to go promote and make money. These are the people writing your laws. And if they're getting donors and they're getting money from texting, they'll do it. Why do you think cold calling is not illegal? Let me give you guys an FYI here, all right? If you might not know this, but your local congressman or woman, this might be exposing, but do you know 2 to 3 times a week they go to the RNC office or the DNC office and they sit down with a phone and they cold call donors asking for more money? They literally go to the Republican and the Democrat areas and they are actually forced to cold call to raise money. Isn't that weird? They have to cold call donors on a list and get money from them. And so that is their primary way of getting money so they can go and run a campaign. And the funny part about that is these are the people making laws on cold calling. So why do you think cold calling has never been outlawed? Because it's how the politicians make money. Politicians are making a ton of money through SMS text blasting right now. They have pictures with their texts. And so you go out here and tell me that SMS text blasting is going to become illegal. It might get regulated. But these politicians are making too much money with SMS text blasting. You're stupid to think it's ever going to be illegal. All right? The term that it's illegal to text is a very dangerous term to be telling people. Very, very dangerous. All right? It's hilarious. But yeah, don't we listen to these people. Hey, drives me nuts. Let's see here. Oh, let's do some one-on-ones too. Let's see here. We got on here. We got a lot of people on. Omar, what's up, man?
Hi, how's it going, Zach? So I was, I'm 16. I just got started wholesaling. And I was wondering if I were to do multiple sales and have a relative be my assigner, is that going to affect their tax bracket?
Say one more.
If I make multiple sales and then I have a relative, because I'm not over 18, a relative assigning my assignment of contract as an assigner, is it going to go on their tax bracket?
Yeah, it's going to go on their taxes. And yeah. What's going to happen is they will pay the taxes and whatever it is, they'll pay. For example, let's say worst case scenario, your family member is making $587,000 in a salary.
That's
is your family member making over?
That's, no, yeah, that, That's about right, actually. I'm not gonna lie.
Cool. So they'll probably pay 39% income tax. What state?
Texas.
Okay, no income tax there. So based on their tax bracket, let's say it'll be 40% at worst. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
But what options do you got, homie? So what we're gonna do here? Yeah. Let's say you made 15 grand. All right.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Your guy went from making 518 grand. Now he made $15,000 in the sign fee. Now he made 600 grand. What you're going to do is what he's going to do is 15 grand multiplied by, let's do 0.6. He's going to have to pay 6 grand in taxes and 9 grand to you. What you're going to do, because you're a nice guy, is you're going to give him $1,000 and you're just going to take 8 grand.
All right. I see.
All right. He gets a little money for his trouble. You get your money and you wait till you're 18 years old.
I see.
There's other strategies around that, but this is the simplest one for most people.
Yeah. I had some more questions.
He's going to make 15 grand, but it's going to be extra in taxes, and you're going to pay his taxes for him on that. Maybe just a little extra $1,000 to be nice. All right. And you're going to do that till you're 18.
All right. That makes sense. All right. I had some more questions, but I found a title company last week, and they answered all the questions that I had. But I'm really getting locked in this whole selling thing, and I'm going to keep listening to you and stuff like that. Keep making deals and stuff like that. So thank you.
Of course, man. Keep it up, bro.
See you. Thank you.
Alrighty. Boom. Awesome. 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 And then, let's see here.
Please.
Drew, what's up?
Yay. You picked me. Hey, Zach, what's up, man?
So.
Hope you had a good Thanksgiving and a good holiday. So just two questions. First of all, I just want to say I signed my first deal last week.
Let's go.
Absolutely insane. I under your advice, I sent out the contract for the fire damage property. I got to do a follow-up call for that double property we talked about. Still working that lead. And then I signed my first contract this past week.
How much?
$20K.
Woo! Holy moly, dude, that is amazing, man.
Yeah, brother. So, and I'm active on the on your Facebook group trying to help people out. Like I'm here to help. So my two questions,
Drew, right?
Tell me, Zach. Tell me in the world why.
You started hopping on. You started talking to me.
Oh, yeah.
Started making it positive. It just, you've seen that upward spiral happening.
Which leads into my next question, right? Okay, and this is something I haven't heard you talk about, and you might have. You have so many videos, right? The first question I have is, between the time we do the assignment of contract and closing, what is the obligation, if any, of the wholesaler? What is, in that time period, what are we responsible for or to take care of or anything of that nature? We've assigned it, waiting for closing. What do we do?
Legally, you have zero obligation.
Okay.
Now, there's a Zach in obligation, which I'm making you do.
Okay.
These are rules I've always put.
Sure.
You're going to follow up with the seller at minimum once a week. A week, no matter what, you follow up, you ask them how they're doing, if you need help moving, anything like that.
Got it.
You've also followed up with the cash buyer once a week.
Okay.
Sounds excessive, but it's true. You just got to follow up, see what's going on.
Easy.
Right? Just checking in, right?
Okay. Yep.
That's it.
Okay.
Simple as that. I've had more people lose deals because... Drew, you never called me in a month. I just thought you were not going to buy the deal anymore. And then they get it, right?
Right.
So that's my obligation I give to everyone. You call the title company and you tell the title company this. Sounds excessive. You make the title company, this lady, she has a lot of questions. Can you at least do me a favor and call her once a week? Even if it's something stupid, just let her know that everything's going smooth. She's a very anxious person. Oh yeah, we'll do that for you. Hey, call title. Did you call Sue this week? Okay. Oh, please call her. You get annoying. So you're calling her once a week and the title company is calling her once a week. You just get, I'm telling you, it sounds excessive, but once you lose one deal by not doing it, you're going to do it every single time.
I got you. No, I mean, that's
really your obligation. Yeah, really.
No one talks about that. You know what I mean?
So, and then you do your walkthrough the day of the closing and just letting, hey, we got to do our walkthrough, me and my partner. And then you walk through the house. You're all set. Good to go.
Cool.
Last
question is, everyone, including you, say, okay, we got the deal closed. We got our assignment fee. It's all rainbows and sunshines. Now we got to go back to work after euphoria wears off, right? I talked to this about your dad briefly, last month. Now I have a giant pile of money, right? Giant for me, at least, okay? I know the answer is spend more in marketing. Got it. Can we be more specific, or what do we do with this giant pile of money to make the process repeatable? We all want the process to be repeatable. What do I do with this money? You know what I mean?
So that's not what it is. What it really is how do you get this deal?
I got this deal because my younger brother is about 12. He's about 22 years old, about your age or so. You know, he's at a bar hanging out with his friends and overhears his friends say, my aunts are losing their house to foreclosure and they just want to sell it. And my brother taps her on the shoulder and goes, my brother will buy it. I was in the house that weekend. They signed it without reading it. And I closed it 10 days later. I signed it 10 days later. I mean, that's how that went down.
Some things in life just happen.
Yeah. I mean, I'm lucky. It's a whole, man, I can't wait to tell you my whole story. Lucky. This one was super lucky, but that's how we got it done.
Well, you do something to your brother. I mean, I'll probably spend at least 500 to 1,000 bucks on him.
He's getting money. No doubt. That's already been FYI. Talking.
He's got to get something, right?
We agree. I know my mom would be very upset if I didn't hook him up. So, yeah.
Give him at least something.
Okay? I'm going to square him away.
So, that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two is, you got that list basically from a pre-foreclosure, most likely, right?
It was word of mouth. It was all word of mouth. This was completely word of mouth.
She was in a foreclosure situation, right?
Correct.
So if I theoretically pulled the pre-foreclosure list, she'd probably be on it.
Yes, absolutely.
So we want to find more of those type of people, right?
Yes.
And so that it was referral, but you probably could have pulled that list from doing that. And so what I'm going to tell you is, I'd probably go hard in the paint on pre-foreclosures.
Okay.
And I would be going after any type of other motivating government list.
Yeah. And code violations are super easy in my area.
Yeah. And so what I do is just use at least a good amount of that money for 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Not saying all of it, right? I would say at least 10 grand in 2024 just on marketing. Okay. It doesn't have to be all in 1 month. It can be over a year. I don't really care.
Right.
But just so you to start testing out things.
So is that like list pulling? I mean, that's what I'm asking specifically. Is that list pulling? Is that the cold call software? What are we?
List pulling's free. All these things. I mean, I'd probably invest in a dialer.
Okay.
Probably $100 a month.
Yep.
I mean, you can just use dmzac.com for the skip tracing if you don't get that in the data, drawing for dollars, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be, I'm not going to tell you to blow all this money, dude. It's not.
Right.
I have no data. I don't know where for you to bring that money because I have no data.
Because I have PropStream. Like, I've been using PropStream for years and years and years.
I love PropStream. Use it.
So, like, I use that religiously, honestly.
Sure.
But it's just, okay, because this lead, and it's weird, not weird, but because this lead was virtually free and it was word of mouth and I didn't spend a dollar on the lead, it's kind of hard to know what works and what doesn't, like you teach, right?
Well, true. That's what I'm telling you. You got to test.
Right. No, I understand. So I hear what you're saying.
We got to do a bunch of pre-foreclosure marketing. Okay. I mean, how long have you been wholesaling for?
I started in 2020. I'm a failed guru student, and then I started back up about 3 months ago after I lost my job. Yeah, and then here I am. Yeah.
Okay, so that money should be really spent to feeding your family, everything like that.
Yeah.
I remember you. I think we had that we had a conversation when you decided that, right? Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, we did have a conversation. We talked about the double house on the property. Weird, man. And here I am.
So one thing I could tell you is, first and foremost, we got to start testing things out.
Sure.
And so over the next 3 months, are we going to get any leads from pre-foreclosures, probates, code violations, water shots, fire damage properties, whatever it is, we're going to start pulling all these lists and testing them all out.
Okay.
And then I find out, oh my gosh, you're making a ton of money off pre-foreclosures and probates. Let's go all in on this.
All right.
But until you're producing leads on those, I don't know which one's going to work.
Yeah.
And so do you like fishing?
Oh yeah. We go fishing, Zach. We can go fishing all day.
Dude, it's the same thing. There's lakes where I never catch any. There's lakes I do. So we're going to spend every day in a lake for 30 days and find 30 lakes. Okay. These are the 5 lakes where I caught the most bass. Okay, well, let's spend all of our days on the good lakes.
Got it.
Same exact thing. Okay. You just got to test things out for your market, man. Trying for dollars, reverse, all of them. Okay?
All right. And if I luck is double love like we talked about, I'll be back on here letting you know.
All right, man. You got a situation. I'm always here to help you out.
All right, GG. Thanks for talking to me. Have a good one.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good one. Drew, $20,000, guys. Life happens for you. Not to you. So guys, go out here and make your dreams happen. Wholesale houses make a ton of money, guys. If you want to learn about wholesale real estate, go to freewholesaling.com and I'll see you soon. Guys, create that upward spiral. I promise you it works. Thanks, guys. Have a blessed one.